Good Animal, Dan Walsh. Kind of busy tonight. You start off with a tag match. You have a new tag team partner. Well, new to Metro Pro. I don't know if you tagged with them before. And Jake Durden. Weren't real successful against Derek Stone and Ricky Cruz, though.
It's all right, man. Sometimes you find the best gold inside of a trash can, which is where I literally found Jake there. He was digging for some food. But I told him, hey, man, you have superstar quality. So I'm going to make you a superstar. I'm going to make you a star here at Metro. I'm going to teach you some basic manners, sanitation. You know, we got to get him to stop bathing in, like, the bathroom sink and let him know there's showers out there and stuff. But, I mean, he's aggressive and he's dangerous. And maybe I haven't been too successful on my own prowess, but I think with him as a powerful tool, I think you're going to be seeing a lot more of Dan Walsh. You're going to be taking Dan Walsh a lot more serious here at Metro Pro.
Well, I got to ask you, you had a match. You were handpicked by Mark Sterling to be the opponent of Jeremy Wyatt. While Wyatt was victorious, after the match, it was you and Jake beating him down, and actually Sterling joining. Is there some kind of partnership going on here with Sterling, or what's going on?
Listen, regardless of what the stats say, some people are good at certain things, and I'm pretty good at taking people out. I mean, case in point, have you seen Dingo back in a while? I mean, I'm the one who put him on his neck. So, I'm just saying, if you want someone out of commission, you come to me. Whether my wins-loss column is where it should be doesn't matter. I get points across. And I respect Mark Sterling as a champion. I'd like to see him as champion longer. I'm kind of getting over this whole, oh, Jeremy Wyatt's the greatest wrestler. He's the greatest thing to ever happen to the earth since oxygen. Like, I don't buy into it. And the first thing I always want to do is disprove that, which is, you know, it was a problem with Ricky Cruz, it's a problem with Jeremy Wyatt. I'm going to show that these people are just human, and I'm tired of everybody giving them credit they don't deserve.